Hey everybody, this is Sam, and I'm doing the thing I am probably the hardest at, which is talking by myself, with no one to work with, tired. Yeah, it's been a heck of a day, guys. As you may know, we went down to the County City building today and met with the Pierce County Council about the allocation to Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, yeah. And I got there, and we learned two things very quickly. While I was there, I got an email from Connie Ladenburg saying that she was bringing an amendment to the budget that would include basically the text from the Washington State Constitution in the 2014 budget to make it clear that county money wasn't going to go to promoting religion. We also learned that Jim McCune, the guy who was bringing the allocation to the CEF, he agreed to pull it, and in its place, he was going to give money to some sort of equestrian thing, and the 4-H Club, which seems like a much better use of the money. So that happened. So we got there, the meeting started, and they got through the very beginning of the meeting fairly quickly and got to the 2014 budget. And then they opened it up for public debate. The first guy came up and opened up with comments about the religion of abortion. It was strange. He came up probably more than anybody else. Behind him was me, granted. I probably bothered the heck out of the council. Yeah, some weird stuff. He actually got up and, like, talked about Obamacare for a long time at the end of the meeting, and it was just really strange, but I'm telling the story out of order. A lot of people came out to speak against the allocation, and it was unanimously removed from the budget, which is cool. Then came the amendment that Connie Ladenburg brought. And what happened there is that went strictly down by party lines, and the Pierce County Council is 2 Democrats and 5 Republicans, with the Democrats voting for and the Republicans voting against. The most salient reason for voting against it, I heard, came from Stan Fleming, who said that he's against the idea of redundant verbiage in law. And you know what? And I came up there and I actually commented on that. And I said, I definitely, as a coder, I definitely understand redundant language and how redundant language can be hurtful. But in this case, where the law isn't being followed, you know, I think some patch code is required, I think is what I said. All this is going to be online shortly, so I'll make sure to post that, and I'll probably even play some clips on Sunday. I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to include clips from the religion of abortion guy. Oh, crap. Hang on. I wish I was lying, but I dropped my sonic screwdriver. One of the things that really annoyed me was Douglas Richardson, who basically decided to give us a lesson in how the budget process worked and how there was a vetting process before it ended up on the list and a vetting process after it ended up on the list. So why the heck are all you people complaining? You don't understand how politics work. It was, I'll call it jerky. It was jerky to say the least. And I imagine after you watch the video, you might come up with a few adjectives of your own. And I look forward to hearing them. So the amendment failed. Great. Fantastic. Another thing that didn't happen is the $15,000 allocation to Young Life Anderson Island, which has a vision statement pretty much identical to the CEF, was not discussed at all other than by me. So this story is not done, as far as I'm concerned, but I think it is done for Ask an Atheist this week, for the rest of this week as far as it's concerned, so I'm not going to crap up the podcast feed with any more updates. So I was also interviewed by the Tacoma News Tribune. I'm looking forward to that, considering how well they've treated me in the past. A couple other people were interviewed by the Tacoma News Tribune. There was a follow-up segment by King 5, who interviewed an Ask an Atheist listener, which was pretty cool. And I made sure King 5 found out about the Anderson Island allocation. And the King 5 segment actually includes a map of states where comments came from. And it got that feeling that, like, maybe King 5 was saying, see how awesome we are getting this news out. And, yeah, King 5's pretty good for posting that. And, you know, kudos to them. Thanks to them. But I like to think that I had something to do with the states on that list. Definitely with Hemant's help, since he referenced the Humanists of Washington press release. Actually, I should mention, callers from last week, both Stacy and Cheryl spoke. Scott spoke. I think he's called the show, but he's definitely been to a few post shows. I spoke and Dave spoke. Stacy came up and said, there's been a lot of feedback about this. And the council chair said, well, it's mostly been from out of state. Stacy actually went down, counted all the comments and said, no, only 6 came from out of state. What are you talking about? So that was fun to watch. I would really like to thank Connie Ladenburg for the amendment and for contacting me with it right before the meeting. She's District 4, which as far as I can tell is my district, so that's pretty cool. And I'd also like to thank, Rick Talbert, because he gave a lot of really helpful information and was really, really communicative to Stacy and Dave. I know Stacy is a constituent of his district. I think it really helped me sharpen my message. I was also complimented by some guy. He came up to me and basically said, I disagree with you completely, but I really like the way you communicated. He said I made some intelligent arguments or something to that effect. Turns out the guy was a youth pastor, so I consider that some good points. I did not reference money going to other religions, but I did say that I would imagine that people on the council or that members of the council would be concerned and angry if I were getting public money to go into schools and tell them that religion was destructive. And I rightly thought that they should be concerned, just as I am concerned about this. And it made me think. I've been kind of staying away from schools, but I need to be a little bit more proactive about the free thought movement in education around here. I know the... Why am I blanking on the name of the SSA? Seriously, I talk about them constantly. The Secular Student Alliance. Jeez. You know, they're working on high school groups, and I have no idea how to do this. I think here in the Tacoma School District, I'm going to see what I can do to help the concept of secular clubs in high schools happen. You know, without pushing any legal boundaries, but like the atheist bench, let's see what happens when we take advantage of the same privileges that they've got. And see where it goes. I'm really, really seriously exhausted, so I'm going to go to bed. Well, no, I'm probably going to play video games until my brain stops. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday. Good night!